This is an interview with Philip Taminga, head of the Humanitarian Response Index, speaking on this year's report findings. Can you explain a little bit the field research that goes into the process of crafting the report?
Every year we send teams to the field, and in this year's report we looked at 14 different humanitarian crises. This is where the bulk of government donor funding went to in 2009. During our time in the field, our teams look at how the donors have responded. We interviewed close to 500 senior representatives of humanitarian organizations. We also collect 2,000 survey questionnaire responses on perceptions and opinions around how donors are supporting the work of humanitarian organizations. And we compile that all up into a report on the crisis, but then we also use that information as part of the rankings that we do each year.
Compared to previous editions of the Humanitarian Response Index, what is new this year?
This year we've included in the report much more detailed analysis of donors' behaviors and how they're responding and supporting to different crises around the world. And we've also begun to classify donors, not in a simple ranking, but looking at the similarities and differences amongst groups of donors. So we can now begin to see with much more detail what the characteristics are of a certain subgroup of donors and look at then how that group as a whole might improve their behavior, improve their response, and make sure that they're on the track towards applying good humanitarian donorship principles.
What does this year's ranking really say about donor performance?
The rankings show that many of the donors are still not living up to the expectations and their commitments in the good humanitarian donorship principles. There's still a lot of work to be done in terms of applying those principles, and in particularly looking at issues of maintaining aid independent from other interests, investing in preparedness and prevention, and working more closely to make the whole humanitarian system more effective.
How do you feel that the report has been perceived by donors?
When we first began the report in 2007, there was a lot of skepticism from donors that this was going to add value, and a lot of questioning about why an independent exercise to benchmark and assess donor government's performance. Over the years, gradually that resistance is breaking down, and more donor governments are seeing the report as a valuable tool to identify strengths and weaknesses and where they could improve to make their aid more effective.
Why is the Humanitarian Response Index important?
We think the Humanitarian Response Index is important because it offers an independent, objective view of how donor governments are providing assistance. It gives governments and civil society a tool to benchmark how well aid efforts are going and where and how government donors can make more effective use of their aid budgets to have the greatest possible impact for people affected by crises.
Thank you. For more information on the Humanitarian Response Index, please visit our website at www.darraint.org.